Hello and welcome to episode 8 of the Percussive Maintenance Podcast. This is Herb Warple, Editor-in-Chief of Engineered Systems Magazine. I want to say thank you for pressing play and sharing a few minutes with us today. So episode 8, ironically enough, is being recorded the day after the tragic passing of the great Kobe Bryant, who wore number 8 earlier in his career. Thoughts and prayers for his family and those close to him. Well, on today's episode, we're focusing in on propane, and because I'm a glutton for poorly executed puns, I must say this particular episode is a gas, gas, gas. But before we dive in, shall we ponder a couple of questions? Is propane still a relevant fuel source in commercial HVAC? If so, what applications best fit the benefits of propane? Will electrification strangle a gas-powered future? Well, our guest today, Brian Cordill, Director of Residential and Commercial Business Development at the Propane Education and Research Council, has all the answers. Well, hello, Brian. Welcome to the podcast. If you could you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hi, I'm Brian Cordill, and I'm the Director of Residential and Commercial Business Development for PERC, or the Propane Education and Research Council.
Great. Brian, could you tell me a little bit more about PERC? What's the organization's mission and what's its scope?
Our overriding theme is to grow users and uses of propane here in America. To that end, we are funded by the propane industry to perform outreach, education, safety, training, and research, both for propane marketers or sellers, as well as our allied friends that are installing, servicing, specifying, and using that equipment in the field.
Okay. When did you first get involved with the organization?
I actually lobbied our legislative delegation for the original passage of the enabling legislation, and then I used PERC's work product for most of the 20 years I was operating a retail propane company with my family. Officially, I came on board as an employee in June of 2019.
And now shortly thereafter, you find yourself in the director's seat. So what does that mean to you, and what are your short and long-term goals?
The director position means that I set the outreach communication strategies for developing or growing our commercial and residential markets. In the near term, I have our team focused on really being engaged, telling our story, supporting the manufacturers of equipment, growing the users and uses, and then our market share through specifiers and getting things into the market. Long term, we want to see a time where people understand the valuable role that propane plays in every part of construction, from design, transportation, movement of goods, on-site during construction, and ultimately to fuel a highly functioning, resilient building with the least amount of embodied carbon and harmful emissions.
Great. So speaking directly to the commercial HVAC industry, what is propane's role there? Is it still a relevant fuel source?
We are still relevant and becoming even more so as commercial growth is exceeding the natural gas industry's ability to reach or expand to meet the demands of new locations. As for the role, not only do we do everything that natural gas does in a building, but we also provide services to locations typically thought of as challenging because they were not serviced by traditional utilities.
Okay.
The truth is, almost every building site has gas available. I just want the audience to understand that I'm not just talking about natural gas. Propane is there, and we can do it on that job site as well.
Great. Can you mention a few of the applications that are maybe best suited for propane?
You know, we typically think of anything that uses energy short of a light bulb or maybe a server, water heating, air heating, backup power for those light bulbs and servers. But we also have highly efficient cooling products on the market. Internationally, we're a huge refrigerant, but we have propane-powered engine-driven cooling systems that are there. And all of these uses are cleaner and more efficient than their electric counterparts, especially when we evaluate that on a source-to-site efficiency.
Okay, so we're now in the year 2020. What challenges exist in your world?
It's safe to say that the biggest challenge is what we call the electrification of everything.
Sure.
That push by local and state agencies to outlaw the use of gas in favor of electricity. The truth is, electrification does not equal decarbonization. We use a lot of carbon-based fuels to produce electricity. Between 66 and 72% of that energy is wasted or lost between the power plant and the end user, depending on where in the country that building is. Adding more electrical demand actually increases carbon emissions into the environment, not reducing it.
Okay, I know another challenge is the pricing. The pricing of propane is quite complex. Can you summarize how that's accomplished? Is it done locally, regionally, by state?
Yeah, it's actually pretty straightforward. companies buy products from producers or wholesalers and then sell it to an end user. Like any other product, there are economic influences on what that final cost will be. And it will vary regionally, somewhat based on transportation cost, cost of wages for employees, and then a company's right to price their products. But the good news is that we are not a regulated utility. So building owners have the right to negotiate their supply, and they're not just required to use the one utility provider that they're given access to.
Okay. PERC identifies itself as an educational organization. What resources do you offer the industry?
We produce and host continuing education classes. These have typically been built around the AIA or the Architects Institute requirements, and then we submit other certification bodies for approval. Since I joined the team, we've been really looking at how we can better reach the engineering side of things to help with their education requirements, and we're in the process of producing some new products now.
Okay, speaking of the engineering side of things, our audience here at Engineered Systems is primarily consulting and specifying engineers. So what role does propane have in this sector?
Those engineers are key partners, as we need to have the understanding for all that propane can do in a system. I want to have them have a presence of mind that when a project is presented to them, they immediately know that gas is available for that site. Even when natural gas isn't available, a propane system can be installed on that site, and they design the building just like they would on any other day. Propane also has a role in natural gas systems as well. We often do synthetic natural gas mixture that can operate in times of constrained deliveries by utilities. This is especially common in very cold environments. For instance, we have schools in Minnesota that are compensated by local natural gas utilities to switch to propane during peak demand times. That utility is able to shave load in one big user to meet the demand of a lot of smaller users there. We even have, surprisingly enough, Amazon warehouses and food distribution warehouses that wanted a particular location and natural gas couldn't get there for several years. So we build them a system so that they can go to work now.
Okay. Brian, in summary, if you can share one message for us to take away on this topic, what would it be?
Gas is available to fuel building systems that these engineers want to design, that propane can do that.
Fantastic. Brian, anything else you want to mention while we have you on the phone?
I'd just like to thank you and your listeners for your time. If there's any additional questions, we have a single site to check, propane.com.
And if readers or listeners want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
Brian with a Y, dot Cordill with an I, at propane.com.
All right, fantastic. Well, Brian, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a great day. Well, that wraps up our interview with Brian Cordill. And as he noted, if you're interested in learning more about the Propane Education and Research Council, visit www.propane.com. That's propane.com. Be sure to bookmark our podcast landing page and check back on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you pull your podcast from for future episodes. And remember, if you can't fix it with your brain, you can always rely on a swift kick. We'll see you next time.